Hi guys, long time no talk, but that's fine because you know that every time I come on here it's always a vibe. So guess what, I want to talk about something that affects every one of you on social media, shouting God when, and you know those of you that want to say stuff like, oh, I am tapping into that, like, this is for you guys. So here's the thing. First off, relationship and marriage are complicated in all ramifications. Let's start with that. It's not an easy way to go. It's not a walk in the park. And so when you see people who are pushing to keep their relationships or marriages together, please give them their accolades. So yeah, I'm gonna start off with a story. So you guys, I traveled a few weeks ago, and even though it was like a work trip, I kind of turned it into a vacation. And people kind of talk that, oh, you know, she traveled just because she wanted to go have fun. But it was actually a work. It was a paid vacation. I didn't pay for it. So it was a work trip. And I know that I'm more about building my brand, but I actually have like... People don't believe it, but I actually have like a 7 to 5, you know. Yeah, skincare therapist too, fashion designer, I have my own show, all of that. Yeah, I get it, but this was a work trip. That's the general point of it all. And you know, I went for this work trip and my DM was full. Everybody was like, oh, you're so lucky, you're blessed, you have an amazing husband, so he actually let you travel alone without your child, you know. Well, what's going on? You're on a vacation. Oh my God, I want to be like you. I tap into your marriage. I tap into you know, so I'm like, God, when? You are marriage goals for me, your wifey goals for me. I want a man like your husband. Relax. It's not like that, sis. You know, we only see what we see. You know, social media is a very deceitful place. You know, people show you what they want you to see. And in all of that, I kept asking myself, why can't people just like sit down, you know, before jumping into assumptions? So my reply to all of this was, oh, thanks. Because I didn't want to go into details telling people, oh, this was a work trip, blah, blah, blah. I don't owe them any of those explanations. So I just, you know, went with the flow. But here's the thing. You know, I just need people to understand that you do not idolize relationships on social media. You do not idolize people because of what content they are bringing on there. For me, whatever I post on social media is strictly content. Like, if I don't want you to know what you don't want to know, or what I don't want you to know, or what you're not supposed to know, then you will not know. If I'm posting something, I'm expecting that my followers should come up. I'm expecting that, like, my insights should be on fire. You know, I'm expecting visibility that's top-notch. I'm not posting so that people will see that my life is aligned, or because, oh, she has a beautiful life. No, that's not the point. That's content, honey. And it can be false. You know, it can be true. It can be in between truth or lies. So, I mean, we need to get off the, you know, glorifying or applauding people on social media because we think they have a perfect life. Sometimes these people you see on social media, your lives are better. I don't mean like financially. I mean like when it comes to your mental health, happiness, you know, peace of mind. You actually have it all. You have what they do not have. You know, so let's try and like get off that whole, ah, I want to be like this person. This person is an inspiration. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, like, if somebody posts a content, yeah, okay. You know, follow through, but don't, like, idolize them. Like, oh, I want to be like this person. This person has a perfect... There's no perfect life. There's no perfect life. Everybody has their issues. We're just, like, smiling through everything. And, like, it's not okay for you to... you know, make it seem like someone's life is perfect and you want to want that life, because maybe if they exchange that life and you go beg, may they give you back your own last. So my sister, my brother, you know, like at this point you need to understand that you have to make your life what you want it to be. Life is what we make of it, and we can't keep following through with other people's lives, wanting their lives, right, trying to be like them. There's nobody else in this world that's like you. That is your power. The rarity of who you are is what you should, you know, take advantage of, you know, make it your power. There's no need for you to want your relationship to be like somebody else's, to want your marriage to be like somebody else's. Yeah, I mean, want the best for your marriage, but don't project someone else's marriage or whatever into yours. That is when you begin to fail, you know. So yeah, that's it, that's all. I mean, social media is fake and everything on there is just content, people wanting followers, me inclusive. So you keep your mind, you know, at rest, and nobody living a perfect life. And for those of you who are like, where did you keep my baby, blah blah blah, you guys are mad, raving mad. You know what I mean by raving mad? And some of them actually sent me messages like, why would you leave my baby alone and trap? I'm like, guy, are you normal? Do you love this child more than I love her? Hey God, I mean, like, are you normal? Are you okay? You know, so some of you just, you guys need to chill, okay? You guys need to chill. So yeah, this is my first podcast in the month of August, and I have missed you guys. And I hope that you have a great month, and like, this is what's the day? Today's Tuesday, and I wish you like a blessed week. All of God's promises in your life are definitely coming your way. So stay optimistic and stay happy. Love you, UJ loves. Mwah.